Major League Baseball's playoff contenders are slugging their way to the World Series, while the NBA season is in jeopardy due to a labor dispute. But commentator Frank DeFord says none of that matters, because here in America, there's really only one sport.
Football is real big. Everybody knows that. But it is getting bigger. Football is now gigantic, monstrous, humongous. Sure, it was years ago that it passed baseball as our most popular sport, but by now football simply looms alone above the American sportscape. I would rank the U.S. sports entities this way. Number one, the NFL. Number two, college football. Three, fantasy football. Four, Major League Baseball. Five, high school football. Six, the NBA. Oh, the first 2 weeks of the NBA season have been canceled because of a labor dispute? And maybe the whole season is in jeopardy? But have you heard much weeping and wailing about that? No, hey, we got our football. Any run-of-the-mill NFL game scores ratings numbers above what baseball, the erstwhile national pastime, does with its championships. We can't get enough football. Why, I think you can make the argument now that the NFL draft, a bunch of guys reading off names in a ballroom, is the premier American sporting event of the spring. No, American football never will be as dominant as soccer stands supreme in so many countries. Baseball, basketball, and ice hockey, too, maintain large and passionate fandoms here. But what has changed is that now we don't have four major team sports. We have football, uber alles, and three other subsidiary popular games. Football's hegemony was established because it plays so well on TV and is, with the point spread, such a perfect game to bet. Its recent upsurge, I believe, can be accounted for by the fantastic popularity of fantasy football and by the fact that football's bang-bang moving violence meshes so perfectly with the video games that young men love. Baseball is a game of hand-eye coordination and exercise in craft, and when it rained, we were a nation that built things. In movies, then, heroes nimbly rode horses and sophisticated private eyes figured stuff out. Football is, by comparison, a muscle leg game. In concert today on movie screens, speed and car crashes rule. We must always be very careful in trying to relate any country's taste in sport to its national temperament. After all, the most varied of cultures all prefer soccer. But still, America's increased devotion to football must mean something. Unlike our two other homebred sports, baseball and basketball, which have developed appeal in many other countries, American football is just that, American, that we alone love this sport so much and love it more and more. That must tell us something about ourselves.
Frank DeFord tells us something about ourselves each Wednesday from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.